time now for Hey, Clean It Up with Boomer and Warner in the morning.
This is Clean It Up, brought to you by Foothill Systems. Stop losing time and money due to disorganization at your business. Clean it up with a storage solution. Visit foothillsystems.ca.
All right, so here's how it goes for the old Foothill Systems.
Yeah.
Clean it up, that's what they do.
You slobs.
If you got a business and you want to look like you...
Will they fire people? Will they, like,
I don't know that they'll go that far.
No, they don't clean house, but they clean shop.
But they will help you look respectable and professional. This is Clean It Up. I'm going to start. This one, it's very much out of the blue, but I'll take a run at you, Warner, because this one came in. Huh. Hey, fellas. Seeing as Rhett is giving Boone the gears, I got a funny story about Rhett. I ran into him last spring at a hockey tournament. Never met him before. He walks up to me and says, "Hey, where's the rink?" So I point him in the right direction, a little curious as to why he's carrying his hockey gear when the rink is booked all weekend for a kids' spring hockey tournament. Not 5 minutes later, he comes strolling back and says, "Hey, this is Crowchild Arena, isn't it?" He was at the Centennial Arena.
The Flames Community Rink, yeah.
On the opposite quadrant of the city from Crowchild.
It's on Crowchild?
There's a street that runs completely through the city named Crowchild.
You hey, Rhett. Clean it up. How long have you lived in this city?
That's embarrassing.
And you, good sir, can pound sand as well.
All right.
Pound sand? Who says that?
What do you got?
Get out of here, Pinder.
Go ahead.
Okay. That's something that's hitting very close to home. Apparently, Mr. Plowman has taken it upon himself to ruin my life. He's not out there getting the streets cleaned. He's taking his time, slowly working through.
There's no snow
exactly.
Anywhere.
Exactly, and when it does snow, he can't get out of bed to get the streets clean. He's got a month off, and when it snows, he's still sleeping. Anyways, obviously, he's gone to his other civil servants, such as the said garbage man that patrols my beautiful neighborhood. Well, now Mr. Garbage Man has decided, "I'm not taking your garbage, sir."
Why not?
Don't know. Recycling? Gone. Garbage? Uh-uh. Not taking it. I've got 2 weeks of garbage. 2 weeks!
That's stinky.
Not sure what to do with it. I keep putting it out. Keeps coming back in. To you, Mr. Plowman. Clean it up.
All right.
Had us waiting there.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go up QE2. I know everyone's very excited. Todd Nelson and the Edmonton Oilers, 11-12-3 since he's taken over behind the bench. And look at them screw this thing up. You have generational talents at the top of the draft. Oh, no, let's get Nail Yakupov hot. He's going a point per game. You're going to have to pay him this summer now. Yeah, Jordan Eberle, 3 multi-point games. Great. You're winning games. This is not what you're supposed to be doing. Play Bachman, claim Brzgalov, trade Roy and Hendricks. You're doing it wrong. The Coyotes are 1 point back in the McDavid sweepstakes. Edmonton Oilers, clean it up.
Yesterday, there was a trade in the NHL. The Minnesota Wild picked up Sean Bergenheim from the Florida Panthers. Here's the deal. It's Bergenheim and a seventh for a third. So, basically, I mean, yeah, you're getting a third, but you're giving up a seventh. It's the last trade. You're not paying a whole lot to get Sean Bergenheim, I guess is what I'm telling you. He had requested a trade. He wanted out of Florida. Here's a question I have for Sean Bergenheim. Who the hell do you think Sean Bergenheim is? You're in Florida being paid NHL dollars, you have 8 goals, and nope. You want out?
No state tax.
Yeah, trade me. Please trade me because I'm Sean Bergenheim. Clean it up.
This one hits home, too. You've been very down in the dumps. It's really bothering me, and I'm not sure why. You, Dean. I know for a fact that you've been out making vast quantities of money to pay for this new hot rod of yours.
This is ridiculous.
By using that angelical voice of yours. I hear you're doing new ads.
Uh-huh.
For one of our sponsors. They must have noticed you from the Pickle Fest that you did years back. But anyways, I was listening this morning to one of the ads that's running now and thought, how much are you getting paid for this? Because you need to clean it up.
Smith, go to the left. Carter, go to the right. We need to work together if we're going to win this.
I have an idea. Big Chief Meat Snacks.
What are you talking about, Smith?
They're delicious, 100% beef snacks, high in protein, and sure to give us the energy we need to win. Coach, where are you going?
I'm running against a Big Chief.
Beef jerky.
You got the pickle one over there, cheese, too? Play the pickle. Let's compare.
International Pickle Fest 97 is taking it to the streets September 5th and 6th.
None of this is new.
And the 900 block of roster will rock to the...
None of this is new.
When did you do the Big Chief one?
A couple weeks ago.
Well, that sounds pretty new.
I have an idea. Big Chief Meat Snacks.
What are you talking about, Smith?
They're delicious, 100% beef snacks, high in protein, and sure to give us the energy we need to win.
Coach,
where are you going?
I'm running against a Big Chief. Time out!
Anyways, if you weren't so tired from doing all that other side jobs...
Oh, yeah?
Be a little more enthusiastic here.
Well, number one... Those take about 2 seconds. Number two, I was asked, can you just do a voice? And number three, I don't get paid to do them. It's part of the incredible salary that I've mustered up for myself as part of this show. So, much as I would love to tell you, oh yeah, I'm packing it away, it's not exactly happening. I'll close with this one. You remember this... this donkey moment from you?
And as far as treats, those, what are those Cheeto-y things?
Cheetos.
Yeah. They're delicious.
You remember that one?
No.
You moron.
Those, what are those Cheeto-y things?
Cheetos.
Yeah. They're delicious.
What are you getting at?
This one's now on Pinder. I don't know if it's something about this show or the people I keep company with. This was Pinder.
What's the Groundhog Day animal? Is it a groundhog? Yeah.
What's the Groundhog Day animal?
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
A groundhog.
What's the Groundhog Day animal? Is it a groundhog? Yeah.
Yeah. A turtle? Is it a moose?
Sort of a... ground vermin?
Is it a bear?
It comes out of the ground.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Platypus?
Soon as that came out of my mouth.
What's the Groundhog Day animal? So I don't know which one's better, to be honest.
Those, what are those Cheeto-y things?
Cheetos.
Yeah.
What's the Groundhog Day animal? Is it a groundhog? Yeah.
At least I had the answer.
It's hard to soar with the eagles when you, whatever that saying is. So, Pinder, clean it up.
All right.
That's Clean It Up for Foothill Systems.
This is Clean It Up, brought to you by Foothill Systems. Stop losing time and money due to disorganization at your business. Clean it up with a storage solution. Visit foothillsystems.ca.